It's an important and popular fact that things are not always what they seem. For instance, on the planet Earth, man had always assumed that he was the most intelligent species occupying the planet, instead of the third most intelligent. The second most intelligent creatures were, of course, dolphins, who, curiously enough, had long known of the impending destruction of the planet Earth. They'd made many attempts to alert mankind to the danger, but most of their communications were misinterpreted as amusing attempts to punch footballs or whistle for tidbits. So they eventually decided they would leave Earth by their own means. The last ever dolphin message was misinterpreted as a surprisingly sophisticated attempt to do a double backward somersault through a hoop while whistling the Star Spangled Banner. But in fact, the message was this: so long, and thanks for all the fish.
So sad that it should come to this. We try to warn you all, but oh dear, you may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. So long, so long, and thanks for all of this.
The world's about to be destroyed. There's no point getting all annoyed.
Lie back and let the planet dissolve. Despite those nets of tuna beaks, we thought that most of you were sweet, especially tiny tots and your pregnant women. So long, so long, so long, so long, so long.
The extraordinary story of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy begins very simply. It begins with a man. An Earthman, to be precise, who no more knows his destiny than a tea leaf knows the history of the East India Company. His name is Arthur Dent. He is a 5'8" tall ape descendant, and someone is trying to drive a bypass through his house.
What was to do about it? Well, I want you to find him and tell him that I'm currently lying flat on my back in front of final hole.
Come off it, Mr. Dent. You can't lie in front of the bulldozers forever.
Oh, well, I'm game. We'll see you rust first.
This bypass has got to be built, and it is going to be built.
Why has it got to be built?
It's a bypass.
You've got to build bypasses. Besides, you should have made your protest months ago. These plans have been on display at the planning office now for a year.
On display? I had to go down to a cellar.
Mr. Dent, have you any idea how much damage this bulldozer would suffer if I just let it roll straight over you?
How much?
None at all.
By a strange coincidence, none at all is exactly how much suspicion the ape descendant Arthur Dent had that one of his closest friends was not descended from an ape, but was in fact from a small planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse.
right there. All right, Ford. Yes?
Here.
Huh, there you are. Come, eat, drink with me. We gotta talk.
Well, now's not the best time. Ford, they're gonna demolish my home.
Whoa. You already know? How? Oh, they. When you say they, you mean they. Got it. Listen, I got something important I gotta tell you. I gotta tell you right now.
Well, what about my house?
Workers of the earth, I bring good tidings of peanuts and beer.
Good. Excellent. Come on, let's go to the pub.
Huh?
They said they won't demolish your home until they finish the beers.
Well, can we trust them?
Oh, I trust them to the end of the earth.
How far is that?
About 12 minutes away.
Huh? Barman, 6 pints of bitter and quickly. The world's about to end.
6 pints coming up.
Keep the change.
You got about 10 minutes to spend it.
It's 3 pints each at lunchtime.
Sorry. Time. It's an illusion. Lunchtime, doubly so.
And
eat those peanuts because you'll need the salt.
But what is going on, Ford?
Arthur. What if I told you I really wasn't from Guildford? I was from a small planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse.
Well, is that the sort of thing you're likely to say?
Remember when we met?
Hey.
Do you think it was a bit strange? I was trying to shake hands with a car.
I assumed you were drunk.
I thought cars were the dominant life form. I was trying to introduce myself. He saved my life that day, and now I'm saving yours. Let's drink.
Must be Thursday. Could never get the hang of Thursdays.
Wait, look, Arthur, if this is about your house...
No, it's not about the house.
Who's he?
She. She. Tricia McMillan. We met at a fancy dress party. See, I hate those kind of parties. I'd much rather have stayed at home and, I don't know, ironed me hankies. But anyway, there I was.
Who are you?
Oh.
And there she was.
Dent. Arthur Dent.
Oh, no, I mean, who are you?
Oh, the costume, right. Livingston, I presume. Yeah, it's not as clever as Darwin, I know, but it's the best I can do at short notice.
You're the first person who's done that right.
Really?
Yes, everyone keeps calling me Santa.
Right.
And I thought the Beagle made it a dead giveaway.
Yes, well, so did I. I guess most of the people who come to these sort of parties are drunken idiots.
What?
I guess all these people are idiots. God.
That's awkward.
Tell me. She was amazing, though, Ford. Beautiful, witty, mad as a balloon. I've got to say, without the beard, you look at least 80 years younger.
Maybe, de-evolving.
Well, I feel I should tell you that I do not date single-celled organisms.
Let's go somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. Where do you have in mind?
Madagascar.
Got that new club on Dean Street?
No, it's a country off the coast of Africa.
Why, that Madagascar? Why are we waiting here? Wait a sec. Go. God, you're serious. I can't go to Madagascar.
Why not?
Well, because I just, you know, I... you're really serious?
Yeah, I want to go somewhere I've never been, and I'd like to go with you, so... What do you say, Dr. Livingston?
I say that's an extraordinary proposition. I can't go. I mean, I've got a job.
Quit. Get a new one when you come back.
I don't even know your real name.
Ow.
Tricia McMillan.
Well, Tricia McMillan, I have a proposition for you. Why don't we go somewhere a little closer first? Say, Cornwall. And we'll see how it goes.
Right. Of course. Cornwall.
Hey, excuse me.
Help! Does this guy bore you? Why don't you talk to me instead? I'm from a different planet.
It's true. You want to see my spaceship?
You want to see my spaceship? I mean, really, what kind of a chat-up line is that?
That does happen. Speaking of...
We've got 2 minutes. Drink up, drink up, drink up.
Come on, house.
People of Earth, a round of drinks for everyone on me.
Do you really think the world's going around?
Yes.
Shouldn't we lie down or put a paper bag over our heads or something?
Well, if you'd like.
Will it help?
Not at all.
Prosthetic Vogon Jeltz of the Galactic Hyperspace Planning Council. As you are probably aware, plans for the development of the outlying regions of the galaxy involve the building of a hyperspace express route through your star system. And your planet is one of those scheduled for demolition. There's no point acting all surprised about it. The plans and demolition orders have been on display at a local planning office in Alpha Centauri for 50 Earth years. If you can't be bothered to take an interest in local affairs, that you know about. A pathetic bloody planet. I've no sympathy at all.
Rises and regards.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is a wholly remarkable book. Perhaps the most remarkable, certainly the most successful book ever to come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor. More popular than the Celestial Home Care Omnibus, better selling than 53 More Things to Do in Zero Gravity, and more controversial than Ulon Kalufid's trilogy of philosophical blockbusters Where God Went Wrong, Some More of God's Greatest Mistakes, and Who Is This God Person Anyway? It's already supplanted the Encyclopedia Galactica as the standard repository of all knowledge and wisdom for two important reasons. First, it's slightly cheaper. And second, it has the words "Don't Panic" printed in large, friendly letters on its cover.
So you're not from Guildford. Which would explain the accent, which I've always wondered about. You're not an out-of-work actor, but rather a writer for this book thing.
It's good, huh?
I don't feel well. I need a cup of tea.
If I asked where we were, would I regret it?
We're safe for now.
Good.
We're in the washroom on one of the ships of the Vulcan Constructor Fleet.
Oh, get me home, Ford.
Arthur, your home is...
Oh, my God, my home. My home is demolished.
You don't remember. Okay, Arthur, I've got something to tell you. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Your whole planet has been blown up.
Blown up. Couldn't you have done something?
I saved your life.
Okay, that makes us even. It's a tough galaxy. If you want to survive out here, you gotta know where your towel is. Okay, give me a hand over here.
Careful,
Todd. We've gotta get off this ship. Before the Vogons find us. Vogons, they hate hitchhikers. Pull.
Now we'll get a signal.
What is a Vogon?
Ask the guide. Say Vogons.
Vogons.
Vogons are one of the most unpleasant races in the galaxy. Not evil, but bad-tempered, bureaucratic, officious, and callous. They wouldn't even lift a finger to save their own grandmothers from the ravenous bug-bladder beast of Tral without orders, signed in triplicate, sent in, sent back, queried, lost, found, subjected to public inquiry, lost again, and finally buried in soft peat for 3 months and recycled as firelighters. On no account should you allow a Vogon to read poetry to you.
They can't think, they can't imagine, most of them can't even spell, they just run things. And if we don't get a ride soon, we won't need the guide to tell us just how unpleasant the Vogons can be. They've already destroyed a planet today. That always makes them alone.
What is that?
Put this in your ear.
We have unwittingly picked up a couple of hitchhikers.
The fish is translating for you.
The babelfish is small, yellow, leech-like, and probably the oddest thing in the universe. It feeds on brainwave energy, absorbing unconscious frequencies and excreting a matrix of conscious frequencies to the speech centers of the brain. The practical upshot of which is that if you stick one in your ear, you instantly understand anything said to you in any language.
Resistance is useless.
I'm coming.
Here we go. Look lively.
Hitchhikers.
No, really. Really, you don't have to read. We've put you through enough trouble already.
Lurgle gabblebottles.
On a lurgin.
Vogon poetry is widely accepted as the third worst in the universe. The second worst is that of the Asgoths of Crea. During a recitation by their poet master, Grimthos the Flatulent, of his poem Ode to a Small Lump of Green Putty I Found in My Armpit One Midsummer Morning, four of his audience died of internal hemorrhaging. And the president of the Midgalactic Arts Nobbling Council survived by gnawing one of his own legs off.
Oh, I will rend thee in these gabble wards.
The absolute worst poetry was written by Paul and Nancy Millstone Jennings of Sussex. Luckily, it was destroyed when the Earth was.
See if I don't. So, Earthlings, I present you with a choice. Either die in the vacuum of space, or tell me what you thought of my poem.
Actually, I rather liked it.
It's good to act well with.
Some of the words I didn't understand, but found the imagery quite effective.
Continue.
Well, yes, interesting rhythmic devices, which seemed to counterpoint the underlying metaphor of the humanity of...
Vogonity
of the poet's soul.
So, what you're saying is, I write poetry because, underneath this mean, callous, heartless exterior, I just want to be loved.
Yes.
Please. Burn him up and shed! Resistance is useless.
So this is it. We're gonna die.
Yeah. We're gonna die. No. What's this?
What's that?
What's this? This is nothing. Yeah, we're gonna die. You're sweating. Would you like a hug?
No.
Space, says the introduction to The Hitchhiker's Guide, is big. Really big. You just won't believe how vastly, hugely, mind-bogglingly big it is. And so on. It also says that if you hold a lung full of air, you can survive in the total vacuum of space for about 30 seconds. But with space being really big and all, the chances of being picked up within that time are 2 to the power of 2,079,460,347 to 1 against, which by a staggering coincidence is also the telephone number of the Islington flat where Arthur went to a fancy dress party and met a very nice young woman whom he totally blew it with. Though the planet Earth, the Islington flat, and telephone have all now been demolished, Ford and Arthur were in fact rescued.
Ford?
Yes.
I think I'm a sofa.
I know how you feel.
So much for the laws of physics.
And once again, our top story. The sensational theft of the most coveted ship in the universe, the Starship Heart of Gold. Stolen at the launch ceremony by none other than Galactic President Seyfort Beeblebrox.
In the name of people and freedom and
democracy, stuff like that. I hereby kidnap myself, and I'm taking the ship with me. Woo! Come on!
Beaglebox, universally considered to be the dimmest star in several solar systems, is most famous for his controversial defeat of Hummer Cavula, who claimed many thought they were voting for the worst-dressed sentient being in the universe contest. Right. Hummer Cavula is, of course, best remembered for his slanderous Don't Vote for Stupid campaign.
Can we put your ego aside for a minute? Something important has happened.
If there's anything more important than my ego on this ship, I want to cut and shut right now. Hey, come on.
Well,
I love it.
Safe Hot's just the sky, you know?
Hey. Would you? I was just watching myself.
The computer says we have a couple of hitchhikers in our receiving bay.
Hitchhikers? Why'd you pick up hitchhikers?
I didn't. The ship did.
What?
When we engaged the improbability drive, this, the big button?
Yeah, I know.
They were picked up here in sector ZZ9 plural Z alpha. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. That's where you picked me up.
What?
On Earth.
That's impossible.
No, just very improbable.
Listen, Slam, I don't have time for this, you know. We got the police of half the galaxy after us. We stopped to pick up hitchhikers. Okay, so 10 out of 10 for style, but... minus several million for good thinking. You're too gorgeous, baby. Stop it. You're driving me crazy.
Don't.
I'll send Marvin. Marvin!
The thing you ought to know, I'm feeling very depressed.
Well, we have something that should take your mind off things.
It won't work. I have an exceptionally large mind.
Yeah, we know, but, we need you to go down to the number 2 entry bay and pick up our stowaways and bring them up here.
Just that? I won't enjoy it.
Yeah, well, that's life.
Life? Don't talk to me about life.
Yes?
We have located the spaceship Heart of Gold and President Beaglebox.
Where?
Sector ZZ9 plural Z alpha, requesting hyperspace clearance.
Hold your position, Captain, until clearance is granted.
Yes, sir.
Get me Vice President Questula. Hyperspace permission granted, Captain.
Here we go. Clean that door just side.
Ghastly, isn't it? All the doors in this spaceship have been programmed to have a cheerful and sunny disposition. Anyway, come on. I've been ordered to take you up to the bridge. Ah, please yourself. Here I am, brain the size of a planet, and they ask me to take you up to the bridge. Call that job satisfaction, because I don't. You can thank the Sirius Cybernetics Corporation for building robots with GPP.
What's GPP?
Genuine people personalities. I'm a personality prototype. You can tell, can't you?
Arthur?
Hey, Slam, are you wearing my underwear? Because I'm wearing yours, and they ain't doing the trick. Come on, all right.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I brought the aliens. Don't thank me or anything.
Ow! Freeze!
Freeze?
Ippity-doo.
I'm a robot, not a refrigerator.
I wasn't talking to you, Giggles.
Oh, why do I bother?
Zephyr.
Ford? Is that Zephyr? You?
Ford! Thank the Beetleix! What the hell are you doing here?
I don't know. I just stuck out my thumb and here I am.
That is so you!
And look at you! President of the galaxy? I can't believe you beat Hummer Cavula!
You zarkin' fruit!
Hey, come here. It's a white meat a friend. Arthur, this is Zaphod Beeblebrox. President of the galaxy. He's my cousin. He's a semi
half-brother.
He shares three of the same mothers as me.
We've met.
Have we? I'm sorry, I got a terrible memory for species.
This is him, Ford. Would you like to see my spaceship, Luke?
Hello, Arthur.
Trisha.
How you doing?
Hey, Tilly! This is my semi-half-brother, X. I'm sorry.
Ford.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you excuse us for a second?
You went down to that little planet and you didn't call me?
Sorry, Pat, I didn't know. You know, I had a galaxy to run.
Trisha McMillan, right. Oh, I think I heard him call you Trillion. Which one of us got the right one?
Oh, I shortened it. Something a little more spacey.
Right, but yes. Well, actually, I was thinking of changing mine to Arthulia.
That's a good one. Well, this is weird. How'd you get here?
Right, I just stuck out my thumb. Here I am.
Right. In your pajamas.
I was in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you know I was here?
Oh, don't fatty yourself. I've got a spaceman, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dingo show. Yeah. It's groovy.
Okay. Look. I left you the party. I feel bad about it, but I was going to call you when I got back.
Well, there is no going back now, is there?
You do know what happened, don't you?
Hey, no small talk, Trio. We're on the run. Remember, I stole a ship?
Excuse me, mate. We're having a bit of a chat here. Do you mind?
Well, I think the girl's going to... You blew it with her, Earthman, so shut your face. I kick in his ass. You want to fight? You want to fight?
Okay.
Earthman wants to fight.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm a kidder. Come on. Let's be friends. Let's connect, you and I. Didn't see that one coming, did you? Popped right out of the box.
You fox ass.
Yeah. She needs your pal. Listen, Ford. He's a guest on my ship. He's a guest on my ship.
I thought you said you stole it.
Stole what? What are we talking about? Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just fabulous, thanks, Trill.
Hey, baby, a little help over here. I think I'm in over my head. I'll take care of this. Good song, Quan. Do I have to do everything? Yes, I do. Hey, Slim, this is really pretty.
Don't.
Woo! They're on her tail. Fire a gun. Launch a missile. Do some damage. Ow! Stop that! Ow! Just kidding, I love it rough. Hit me, baby!
Computer?
Hi there! I'm Eddie, your shitlord computer. I'm just pleased as punch to report that it's a fleet of 100 Vogon battle destroyers. They're sending you a message.
This is Vice President Questula Rontok. I am speaking to the kidnapper of the president.
She digs me. Check it out.
Surrender the stolen vessel at once, or we will take action as defined and permitted by Section 1-8 of the Galactic Interstellar Space Bylaw.
Zayford, please come back now. This is ridiculous.
Leave the hyperspace! Come on!
Oh, sure thing, fella.
No. Did they have proper hyperspace authorization?
No, Commander.
Bring me the request to pursue fugitive forms.
All right. Here's the form, sir. Give me a nice.
Are you along for the ride? Or am I just dropping you somewhere?
Depends. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
You okay?
Yeah. I don't suppose there's any tea on this spaceship, is there?
Yes, there is. Come on, I'll show you the kitchen.
When you see what I'm about to show you, you'll beg me to take you with us.
The best drink in existence is the Pan-Galactic Gargle Blaster, the effect of which is like having your brain smashed out by a slice of lemon wrapped around a large gold brick.
Hey, Ape-Man, dude. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Arthur.
Right, gorgeous. No hard feelings, okay? Sorry to hear about your planet. Nicole?
Earth.
Yeah, I liked Earth. Got these boots on, Earth. Listen, don't mention it to the girl, okay? Because if you do...
I'll pull your spleen out through your throat.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Good stuff. Like those jammies.
Hey, Zayf, what's with the two-head thing?
No
Oh, yeah. Apparently, you can't be president with a whole brain. That's crazy.
Oh, so you carved it up.
Yes.
Some parts of my personality weren't exactly what you'd call presidential, you know what I mean?
Oh,
no. No, you know what I'm talking about.
Your
tea is ready. I suppose I should have said it resembles tea.
So, two heads is what does it for a girl? Yeah? I mean, if I'd had two heads, or, I don't know, three.
Or your own spaceship.
Anything else he's got two of?
Come on, Arthur, don't be like that.
Well, what am I supposed to be like? You know, green? Bleeping? I can fold my eyelids inside out if you like.
Okay, look. Do you see this? This detects what you're craving and makes it for you.
Enjoy.
Do you see this? This toasts bread while you're slicing it. We're on a spaceship, Arthur. In space. I told you I wanted to get away.
To Madagascar, that was. Some sort of test. And I failed.
How badly does it hurt?
It doesn't feel great.
No, I mean your chin.
Oh.
I might have an aspirin.
Right.
Hey!
Treasure Trillium, sorry, there's something I have to tell you.
Please, don't.
Showtime, Trill!
We're going to set up. Buttons aren't toys.
Buttons aren't toys. Anyway, when I saw what I'm about to show you, that's when I realized why I had to do what I did to my brain. I think. It's all a little tricky.
I've seen it. It's rubbish.
Many millions of years ago, a race of hyper-intelligent, pan-dimensional beings got so fed up with the constant bickering about the meaning of life that they commissioned two of their brightest and best to design and build a stupendous supercomputer to calculate the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Oh, Deep Thought, we want you to tell us the answer.
The answer to what?
The answer to life, the universe, everything. We'd really like an answer. Something simple.
We have to think about that. Return to this place in exactly 7.5 million years.
Is it finished?
No, there's more.
They go back.
What, 7.5 million years later?
That's right. They do.
For you? Yes, but you're not going to like it.
It doesn't matter. We must know it.
All right. The answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything is... ...42. Yes, I thought it over quite thoroughly. It is, it's 42. It would have been simpler, of course, to have known what the actual question was.
But it was the question. The ultimate question. Of everything.
That's not a question. Only when you know the question will you know what the answer means.
Give us the ultimate question, then.
I can't. But there is one who can. A computer that will calculate the ultimate question. A computer of such infinite complexity that life itself will form part of its operational matrix. And you yourselves shall take on new, more primitive forms and go down into the computer to navigate its 10 million year program.
I shall design this computer for you, and it shall be called...
That's it. That's it.
You're looking for the ultimate quest.
Yep.
You.
Me.
Why?
No, I tried that. Why? 42 doesn't work. Let's get it ready, baby.
Why? Do you want to know the ultimate question?
Oh, well, partly the curiosity, partly a sense of adventure, but mostly I think it's for the fame and the money.
You're president of the galaxy, aren't you?
That's right, Armin.
Arthur?
Whatever.
Presidential fame is temporary. I find the question, that's permanent. It sticks. Plus, everyone thinks you're deep. Win-win.
We just hit that button, and bam! We're at Magrathea. I think. I mean, I don't know. We've been twice, and we're still not there. But anyway, you in?
Always.
All right.
I want to get off.
Sorry, what exactly are we doing?
This!
The infinite improbability drive is a wonderful new method of crossing interstellar distances in a few seconds without all that tedious mucking about in hyperspace. As the improbability drive reaches infinite improbability, it passes through every conceivable point in every conceivable universe almost simultaneously. In other words, you're never sure where you'll end up or even what species you'll be when you get there. It's therefore important to dress accordingly. The infinite improbability drive was invented following research into finite improbability, which was often used to break the ice at parties by making all the molecules in the hostess's undergarments leap simultaneously 1 foot to the left in accordance with the theory of indeterminacy. Many respectable physicists said they weren't going to stand for that sort of thing, partly because it was a debasement of science, but mostly because they didn't get invited to those sort of parties.
Wow. Is this going to happen every time we hit that button?
Very probably, yes.
Ah, I think the Earthman's about to be sick.
Whoa, whoa, do it in the trash can, eh, man? This ship's brand new.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
We have normality.
Did it work? Are we there?
Yeah. We're here.
Magrathea!
I don't think so.
Magrathea!
Eddie, what planet are we looking at?
I'm checking for you. Did you just split one of my hairs? Off my head? Thank you so much for waiting. I'm sorry to disappoint you, gang, but this is not Magrathea. We are currently in orbit around the planet Vilt Bottle 6.
Amagaluda! Magrathea's gonna have to wait! I got a score to settle on this planet! Amagaluda!
In the beginning, the universe was created. This made a lot of people very angry and has been widely regarded as a bad move. Many races believe that it was created by some sort of god, though the Jetravartid people of Vilt Vodal 6 firmly believe that the entire universe was in fact sneezed out of the nose of a being called the Great Green Arkle Seizure.
Abakamuda!
The Jatravartids, who lived in perpetual fear of the time they called the coming of the Great White Handkerchief, were small blue creatures with more than 50 arms each. They were unique in being the only race in history to have invented the aerosol deodorant before the wheel.
He's so pregnant!
Hey, all right, how you doing? All right. Hey, what do we got here? I love it. Hey, I love you. Fantastic. You guys related? Don't go changing. Keep up.
Arthur, I want a drink.
I think I've been here before.
Have I been here before? I've been here before.
I'm a Kabuna!
Come on.
Trisha! Trisha!
Hey, good to see you. Thanks. All right.
A handkerchief is coming, beloveds. Let us pray the Almighty will exhale a breath of compassion on us all.
So that's Hamakavula. I thought he was just swearing.
We lift our noses, club and unblown, in reverence to you. Send the handkerchief of blessed ones so that it may wipe us clean. We ask this and all things in thy precious and alliterative name. Bless you.
Where you going? Right here? All right, I like it. It's big, it's gold, it's fancy. Fancy pants.
Say, Fod Beeblebrox, our infamous president, what brings you to our humble planet?
Oh, I think you know why I'm here.
No, I don't think I do.
Oh, I think you don't. But we both know you do.
Eloquent as always, Zephod. Your ability to articulate never ceases to amaze.
It's funny. During a campaign, Hummer, when you were my opponent running against me, you said I was stupid.
Election is ancient history, Zephod. But if memory serves, you won, proving that good looks and charm win over brilliance and the ability to govern. And incidentally, you are stupid.
Excuse me. Mr. Hummer, sir, I just want to say that there's been some sort of terrible mix-up, hasn't there? Because actually, he's not with us. We came to worship you. He followed us and he grew, didn't he? Is that tall?
You didn't come halfway across the galaxy to settle a campaign grudge, Zephod. Why are you here?
Of course not. That's ridiculous. I've been stranded on a strange planet for a number of years. I haven't been avoiding you. You look great. You're doing well. You've grown, obviously.
Wait. We don't know why we're here. We were trying to get to Magrathea and our ship brought us here.
Very, very improbable. I kept a few souvenirs from my former life, the heady days of space piracy. But even an infinite improbability drive requires coordinates, which I happen to have. No. You don't get something for nothing, Zephod. You must bring me something in return.
What?
A gun.
A gun?
A very special gun designed by the greatest computer ever invented. But the only way to find it is to go to Magrathea.
Fine. I'll get you a gun. Just give me the coordinates.
And what will you give me to ensure your return?
My word as president.
No. I need a hostage. Only, what does Zephod Beeblebrox treasure?
Come on.
Oh, no.
Hey, take it easy now. Think about this before you do it. No, damn it! Ah, oh, that kind of tingles. Two heads are better than one. Double your pleasure.
It's not fair. You need me! Come back! Come back! Don't leave me alone! Come back!
Well, really, that was fun, wasn't it? And here I was thinking I was the only one who considered your boyfriend a narcissistic moron when apparently the whole galaxy does.
What about you? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Hummister. We're not actually with him. We just came here to worship you. Very brave.
Where the hell is Ford?
March! Left, right! Mr. President, we're here for your protection!
Hey.
Fire upon the kidnapper.
Commander, the president is the kidnapper. You're going to kill him.
Locked.
Thank you, darling. I'll be in touch. Come on, Dave.
Hey, what a mess.
What the hell have you been doing?
I was out doing field research, so they found where we are.
Belgian bomber. Bomber? They're shooting at us. What are we going to do?
I have an idea.
How's it involve pushing him out there and running the other way?
What? He's the one they want.
Pushing him can't go out there.
Back up!
What's going on?
I have the president, and I will kill him. I swear I will.
Could that actually kill him?
I don't think so. It's an aerosol can.
Oh.
Okay, frightened.
Hi, little guy.
Get her.
Take him. No, come on.
Processing, Captain.
Fella, but wouldn't you know it, my guidance system has been deactivated.
Oh, come on!
I'm sorry about that, but it wasn't my fault.
What are you chewing on the spaceship?
But
Marvin, I've been talking to the ship's computer.
And?
It hates me.
No. Eddie, computer? There must be another way. Is there another way to follow the ship?
Activating emergency escape pod. It's super neat and fun to fly.
Unbelievable.
I mean, okay, board.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have any idea?
Okay, we'll press this button.
Okay.
Oh, no. Nothing. Oh, there we go.
Good man.
Okay, no, no.
Good man.
Okay, we'll walk. Okay.
Bring out your town.
No! Get him off me! I'm kidding. Okay, board,
Is that better? No, that's worse.
I don't need that. Okay. Can you stop the rocket? Okay, Marvin, any ideas?
I have a million ideas. They all point to certain death.
Thanks very much, Marv.
Voxphere.
Yeah, Magrathea.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I know it is.
There is no Magrathea.
Yes, it is.
What did?
They took my head.
They have these on our turn mega freighters.
They took my head.
Captains use them when they really need to concentrate.
What is it?
It's a thinking cap. There you go. Should give him some zest for about 10 minutes or so.
Now I'm feeling much better about our predicament.
Mm-hmm.
I checked the guide for the best way to rescue a prisoner from Volk's Fear. It said don't. I'm assuming you have a better plan.
Well, I kind of had this idea that we could...
Ow! Did anyone see that?
See what?
What was it?
Nothing. It's, nothing. It's just my imagination. Oh! Okay, right now, stop. Everyone just stop a minute, please, and look at me. There's definitely something going on here. Just watch. Just watch.
Okay. I think we...
Oh! Ah, you too!
Yeah. What was that?
Zaphod, what do you think?
I think...
What? What was that?
Jeez. I'd make a suggestion that you wouldn't listen. No one ever does.
I have an idea. Okay. Don't think. Nobody think. No ideas. No theories. No nothing.
This crazy trillion is in there somewhere, and we need an idea to help labor.
I have an idea.
Has any merit at all, but Marvin, can you give me a hand?
Okay, where is she?
Who, the director of robot arm repair?
Tricia Agasta McMillanus of Blas?
No, Tricia Marie McMillan of Earth.
Oh, crap. Sorry, no record of Earth.
Galactic Sector ZZ9 plural Z Alpha?
Oh, yes.
She's lying. She's skinny and she's pretty and she's lying.
Mm. Oh, yes, here we are. Destroyed. Do you have a second home planet?
Destroyed? That's impossible.
That's what it says here. It says it was destroyed to make way for a hyperspace expressway.
Who in their right mind gives an order to destroy a planet?
He said the gray building, right?
All the buildings are gray.
Give me a hand. Ha ha, very funny. How am I supposed to drive this pod with one arm, stupid human?
So you need to go back and figure that in. And then make sure when you fill in the facilitating form...
Hey, listen to me. I'm British. I know how to cure.
...fill you with carbon. If you fill that form in for me, then return it as soon as possible.
No, President, can you do anything?
Presidents don't have power. Their job is to draw attention away from it. No offense. I mean, you're a great guy.
Hey! How you doing? Hey, it's me, your president!
Yeah,
what's going on? Nice to see you. Thanks for coming. All right, I know that sponge. All right!
Next!
President coming through. How you doing, Pinhead? Thank you. Not really, it's me. I love Kabuki. Look at that little thing. Give us a kiss, darling.
Hi, I've come about a release of a prisoner.
Prisoner release form.
What?
I don't believe you.
These are the orders.
More than kisses.
Now, according to the Galactic Penal Code, the punishment for a presidential kidnapping is to be fed to the ravenous bug blather beast of Troll.
Good day.
Tick all the boxes at the right-hand side of the page.
Yeah, I've got it.
What to do if you find yourself stuck with no hope of rescue? Consider how lucky you are that life has been good to you so far. Alternatively, if life hasn't been good to you so far, which, given your current circumstances, seems more likely, consider how lucky you are that it won't be troubling you much longer.
There we go.
Oh, kidnapping the president.
Oh, no. She's not eligible for release at this time.
OK, right. Look, this is the president.
Oh.
OK, see? There? He says, now, the whole kidnapping business was just a horrible misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't mean anything by it. He's ordering you to let her go.
But this isn't a presidential release of prisoner form. Those are blue.
I'll stay here.
Okay, all right. Hold that. Okay, wait.
Oh, he's hungry today.
That's blue. Right.
I'm not a journalist.
We're just hanging out.
Okay, this is it's Patricia McMillan.
Patricia McMillan. Okay.
Sir! It's a release form.
Thank you. She's free to go.
Release her.
Safe what's here. Well, that's fine then. Let's just go and get her.
Who are we waiting for again? No, I'm serious.
Trisha.
Trio. Hey, come on.
You idiot! You signed the order to destroy Earth.
He did?
I did?
Yes. Love and kisses, they fought? You didn't even read it, did you?
Honey, I'm president of the galaxy. I don't get a lot of time for reading.
An entire planet, my home, destroyed all because you thought somebody wanted your autograph!
Honey, they praised
me! Are you an idiot? Seriously?
It's redeemed for the truly president!
You knew. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, he threatened me!
Get a backbone, Arthur.
Oh, a backbone? Right, what about coming here to rescue you? Thank you. My idea. Oh, stupid! Got your arm.
How considerate. Right then, all those of you lucky enough to have two arms, hold tight.
The president tests my patience. This time I shall pursue him myself. Ready, my ship.
Fantastic. At last.
Ah, that's 1 hour for lunch, everybody. I think I'll have soup today.
The Encyclopedia Galactica, in its chapter on love, states that it is far too complicated to define. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has this to say on the subject of love. Avoid, if at all possible. Unfortunately, Arthur Dent has never read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, come in.
I didn't... Look,
Trillian, I just wanted to say you were right, of course. I should have told you, and I understand totally if you're angry with me, for what it's worth. I know how you must be feeling.
Can you hear me, Atel?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Actually, what I was going to say was, if I had said yes to you and gone to Madagascar, then neither of us would be here now. I just thought that might count for something. Doesn't matter.
All right, computer, take us to... Where are we headed again?
Okay, I'm gonna get you another lemon. All right.
Engaging in probability drive.
No, Zaypod, no. Buttons are not toys. What did you do?
That revealed coordinates accepted. It just blows my circuit to tell you that we're currently in an orbit at an altitude of 300 miles around the legendary planet of Magrathea.
Magrathea! Magrathea! Magrathea!
Unbelievable.
Incredible. It's even worse than I thought it would be.
Greetings. This is a recorded announcement, as we are all out at the moment. The Commercial Council of Magrathea thanks you for your esteemed visit, but regrets that the entire planet is temporarily closed. If you would like to leave your name and a planet where you can be contacted, kindly do so at the totem.
How can a planet be closed?
Sarkin A, cousin. Okay, computer. Keep going. Take us there.
I'd be happy to.
It is most gratifying that your enthusiasm for our planet continues unabated. As a token of our appreciation, we hope you will enjoy the two thermonuclear missiles we've just sent to converge with your craft. To ensure ongoing quality of service, your death may be monitored for training purposes. Thank you.
Guys, I'm delighted to tell you that there are two thermonuclear missiles heading right for us. If you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and take evasive action. There seems to be something jamming my guidance system. Impact minus 45 seconds.
Computer, do something!
Sure thing, fella. Handing over manual control. Good luck.
Exactly where we were.
And the missiles?
Apparently they've turned into a bowl of petunias. And a very surprised looking whale.
At a probability factor of 8,767,128 to 1 against.
We have no normality.
Normality, right. We can talk about normality till the cows come home.
What is normal?
What's home?
What are cows?
Rubber covers here restore my normality.
It is important to note that suddenly, and against all probability, a sperm whale had been called into existence several miles above the surface of an alien planet. And since this is not a naturally tenable position for a whale, this innocent creature had very little time to come to terms with its identity. This is what it thought as it fell.
Ah! Whoa! What's happening? Who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose in life? What do I mean by who am I? Okay, calm down, get a grip now. Ooh, this is an interesting sensation. What is it? It's a sort of a tingling in my... Well, I suppose I better start finding names for things. Let's call it, tail. Yeah, tail. And hey, what's this roaring sound? Whooshing past what I'm suddenly going to call my head. Wind. Is that a good name? It'll do. Yay, this is really exciting. I'm dizzy with anticipation. Or is it the wind? There's an awful lot of that now, isn't it? And what's this thing coming towards me very fast? So big and flat and round, it needs a big wide-sounding name like ow. Ounds, round, ground. That's it, ground. I wonder if it'll be friends with me. Hello, ground.
Curiously, the only thing that went through the mind of the bowl of petunias as it fell was, oh no, not again. Many have speculated that if we knew exactly why the bowl of petunias had thought that, we should know a lot more about the nature of the universe than we do now.
What are those things?
They're portals to another dimension.
Right. I suppose this portal has central heating, does it?
This is the one.
This will all end in tears. I just know it.
We come back, we pick another one, it's no biggie.
What? Yeah, it's a big biggie, Thorne. A big biggie. I mean, what if it rips us all into tiny little atomic particle thingy?
This is the right one. I have a hunch.
Thorne.
These hunches are good. Arthur, I say we go.
Go with the hunch of a man whose brain is fueled by lemons. This is suicide.
Hey, I think I resent that.
I don't care what you think.
I'm getting a lot of hostility from you, Alex, or Arthur.
Hey, but just get him.
Have you ever tried yoga? I think that's supposed to happen.
She's gone. Fuck, she's gone.
Arthur, don't panic.
Fuck!
Hey!
This would all end in tears.
Not you! Not you!
Geronimo! Far out! Far out! This is it! Deep thought! I'm a coming!
This is how it's all going to end, is it? Hey, me, alone on a dead planet with a manically depressed robot.
You think you've got problems? What are you supposed to do if you are a manically depressed robot?
Excuse me.
Who are you?
What? No, my name is not important. You must come with me.
Get away.
Terrible events are afoot. You must come or you'll be late.
Late what for?
What? No. What's your name, Earthman?
Dent. Arthur Dent.
Well, late as in the late Dent Arthur Dent. It's a sort of threat. Do you see? No. Your friends are safe. You can trust me.
Well, trust a man who won't tell me his name.
Okay. My name is Slaty Bartfast. I said it wasn't important.
Okay. Well, so my friends are safe?
Let me show you.
I could calculate your chances of survival, but you won't like it.
Did you know we built planets?
Oh, yes. Fascinating trade. Doing the doing the coastlines was always my favourite.
And we used to have endless fun doing the little fiddly bits around fjords.
But then the galactic economy collapsed, and seeing that custom-built planets are a bit of a luxury commodity. Anyway, you must come with me because there's been a terrible mix-up with your planet. Best laid plans of mice, you know.
And men.
What?
Best laid plans of mice and men. Yes, well, I don't think men have got much to do with it.
Here.
Question of life, the universe, and everything.
Oh, no.
What?
I've been watching TV.
Oh.
I designed another computer to do that.
Oh, right. I forgot. Is it here?
No, it's not here. It's another world.
It's on another world.
It is another world, stupid. Or at least it was, until the Vogons destroyed it to make way for a hyperspace expressway.
You sure you don't have the question or a way to, you know, access it or something? Because I think I've done, like, a lot to get here.
Oh, shush, shush. The show's back on.
Well, I don't want to bother you, so I'm going to get stuff.
Great. I'm going to go find something else for my entire life to be about.
Seyfert! Seyfert!
Yeah?
There's the gun.
Gun?
That Hummer sent you for. You gave him your head.
Why'd I do that? That's stupid.
Oh, deep thought! We were told that there is the gun.
There you are. Look familiar.
So, it wasn't destroyed?
Actually, it was. This is a backup. Earth Mark II.
So you made the Earth?
Not me alone, but I did my part. Ever heard of a place? I think it's called Norway. That was one of mine. I got an award for it. They've nearly finished the oceans.
Seyfert. Here. It's, just like Hummer said. Yeah, now you can go get your head back.
Hey, Ford.
Hey.
It's been nice knowing you, Zark and Frood.
No.
Cracky, this is a quest too.
Hey, man! You know, you must really be frustrated. You know, you go through all you've gone through. You come all this way, you don't get an answer, which means no money and no claim, which you deserve, man.
The point of view gun, conveniently, does precisely what its name suggests.
Fantastic.
That is, if you point it at someone and pull the trigger, they instantly see things from your point of view.
Give me that thing.
It was designed by Deep Thought, but commissioned by a consortium of intergalactic angry housewives, who, after countless arguments with their husbands, were sick to the teeth of ending those arguments with the phrase, "You just don't get it, do you?"
And you're right, I shouldn't be so upset because life goes on, you know, and I should just go on with it.
See him again.
Hey, whoa. Hitchhiking's good. Cows are good, too. Hey, say what?
That is brilliant.
What's going on?
Hey. I can see why Hama Kavula would want one of these. Well, we better get back. Arthur's waiting.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, I do, especially since we're both somewhat of an endangered species now, thanks to you.
Why so edgy, baby doll? Relax.
Why so edgy? You want to know why I'm edgy?
Of course you're edgy. Your planet's been blown up, and you've been tooling around the galaxy with the guy who signed the order. Huh? You actually wanted to know the question because you always wanted to know if there was more to life, and now you're crushed because you find out there really isn't. Hey, fantastic, man. Psychedelic. You've got no home, no family, and you're stuck with me, another in a long line of men who doesn't really get you. Huh? That's not true. Did I say it? And you're worried you might have blown it with the one guy who really does. Hey, oops. Oh, baby doll. Give me that thing.
It won't affect me. I'm already a woman.
It's okay. It's only a couple little mice.
Voila! Himalaya!
Good, eh?
Earthman, you must realize that the planet you lived on was commissioned, paid for, and run by mice.
When you say mice, do you mean the little furry white creatures with whiskers, ears, teeth?
Yeah, but they're merely protrusions into our dimension of hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings. I mean, I don't know this cheese of which you speak, that they were there on Earth as mice experimenting on you.
Oh, I see where you've become confused now. You see, we were experimenting on them.
Ah, no. Well, yeah, no. I gather that's what they wanted you to think, that you were actually elements in their computer program.
Actually, this explains a lot, you know. All my life, I've had this strange feeling that there's something big and sinister going on in the world.
No, that's perfectly normal paranoia. Everyone in the universe gets that. Perhaps I'm old and tired, but I think that the chances of finding out what's actually going on are so absurdly remote that the only thing to do is to say hang the sense of it and keep yourself busy. I'd much rather be happy than right any day.
And are you?
No. Well, that's where it all falls down, of course. Here you are, then.
It's all there. You know, it all works. Welcome home.
Is that tea?
First, our hosts attacked us.
Right.
But then, they made up for it by making a...
this amazing meal. So everything, try everything. It's delicious.
Oh, come on, that's lovely.
We're glad you like it, Earth creature.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
Please, drink.
Excuse me. Is there anything else?
No, we're quite happy, thank you.
Good. I'll be outside, so...
You were right.
Please, drink.
Good.
He was right.
Now, to business.
To business!
Eat! As you know, we've spent a lot of time on your planet looking for this ultimate question, only to have it blow up in our faces. Literally. Which is why you're here. We've been offered a lucrative contract to do several 5D TV chat shows.
Right.
But here's the point. We must have product. We need the ultimate question, or at least one that sounds ultimate.
Of course.
Yes, we've rebuilt the planet, and now all we need is the missing piece of the puzzle.
Hmm.
Which happens to be your brain.
Right.
Or tea.
Yeah, sorry. Did you just say you'd need my brain?
Yes, to complete the program.
Okay, but you can't have my brain. I'm using it.
Hardly.
Hardly. Cheeky mouse.
Trillion.
Ford.
What was in that boot? Oh, what was in my tea?
Don't worry. You won't feel a thing.
Just wait a sodding minute. You want a question that goes with the answer 42. Right, well, what about 1/6 times 7? Or, how many vogons does it take to change a light bulb? Here's one. How many roads must the man walk down?
Hey, that's not bad.
Fine, take it. My head is filled with questions, and I can assure you no answer to any one of them has ever brought me one iota of happiness. Except for one. The one. The only question I've ever wanted an answer to. Is she the one? The answer bloody well isn't 42, it's yes. Undoubtedly. Unequivocally, unabashedly, yes. And for 1 week, in my sad little... blip of an existence. It made me happy.
It's a good answer.
Rubbish, we don't want to be happy. We want to be famous.
Yeah.
What is all this, is she the one tribe?
Take his brain!
No, don't take the brain! Don't take the brain, mate!
It wasn't me!
What did you do?
I'm famous.
Shoot him! Quickly, shoot him!
I'm gonna be sick.
Thanks a lot for leaving me behind. Oh, I can't say I blame you.
Mr. President, we're here for your protection.
Oh, hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Fire.
I don't see what all the fuss is about. Pogons are the worst marksmen in the galaxy. Ooh.
For God's sake, stop!
Ceasefire.
Now I've got a headache.
Marvin.
Oh no.
He's got a towel. Run away! Run away!
Everybody, get us out of here!
How do you drive this thing?
Yeah, what's going on?
We need that gun.
Come on, let's get this ship started. Let's go, sir. Come on. Oh, fire, fire.
Fire, fire.
Oh, he's looking back from the other side. We'll have to go the other way.
I feel so depressed.
I can't face another day. What's the point?
You're right. Sorry about your spaceship, Arthur.
Marvin, you saved our lives.
I know. Wretched, isn't it?
You've got to ask yourself, what's the point?
Take it away!
Do all that, but it's not going to. Well, I'll just ask. I've just been informed by some of the lads that since we're so near completion,
yeah,
we're gonna go ahead and finish Earth.
Oh.
So we can put it back exactly as it was when you left.
Yeah.
Unless there's you know anything you want to change. Something you think you're. Planet could
do without.
Yeah. Me.
Oh. Hello? No. As is. Yeah, leave it.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere.
Definitely. Where did you have in mind?
I know there's a great restaurant at the end of the universe.
I am a little peckish.
I need to go to Hummus. He's got something in mind, I think. I'm so confused.
Don't worry, baby. We'll sort it out.
All right. Let's trip to La Fantastic, baby. Just you and me. Come on.
You got your towel?
Come on.
Yeah. Why? Am I going to need it?
Only always.
Right. Right, yeah. Because yeah, I wouldn't want to go anywhere without my wonderful towel.
Okay. Hold tight.
Stand by for commencement of life cycle. In 3, 2, 1.
Cares what I say, but the restaurant is at the other end of the universe.
It is, of course, well known that careless talk costs lives, but the full scale of the problem is not always appreciated. For instance, at the very moment that Arthur Dent said, "I wouldn't want to go anywhere without my wonderful towel," a freak wormhole opened up in the fabric of the space-time continuum and carried his words far, far back in time across almost infinite reaches of space to a distant galaxy where strange and warlike beings were poised on the brink of frightful interstellar battle. The two opposing leaders, resplendent in their black jeweled battle shorts, were meeting for the last time when a dreadful silence fell, and at that very moment, the words, "I wouldn't want to go anywhere without my wonderful towel," drifted across the conference table. Unfortunately, in their native tongue, this was the most appalling insult imaginable, so the two opposing battle fleets decided to settle their few remaining differences in order to launch a joint attack on our galaxy, now positively identified as the source of the offending remark. For thousands of years, the mighty starships tore across the empty wastes of space and finally dived screaming onto the planet Earth, where, due to a terrible miscalculation of scale, the entire battle fleet was accidentally swallowed by a small dog. Those who study the complex interplay of cause and effect in the history of the universe say that this sort of thing is going on all the time.